This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Chip Patterson just dropping truth bombs. 100% true.
Gotta love them.
Yeah, 100% true. I mean, there are five schools in college basketball that move the needle. Just five. Duke is one. And frankly, it's one by a lot. Kentucky, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Kansas are essentially tied for second. But I've used this analogy when we've talked about Duke basketball and why when we play these silly conference realignment, you know, like games of risk, I understand that it's almost entirely about football. It's entirely about football. I'm not arguing that. The football season is not the only season. And Duke basketball is Notre Dame football. So Duke has value in the expansion realignment game. And that's why I believe Duke would not be left behind. Again, I keep pointing this out. Somebody's got to lose. No offense, Duke, but you are just perfectly positioned, just like Vanderbilt is, to be that team that absorbs a lot of the L's. When we get to a place where we've got like 20 teams in the SEC and 20 teams in the Big Ten and they're only playing each other, there's going to be a lot of upset people, man. There's going to be a lot of alumni throwing a lot of money around for 7-5 seasons. Because somebody's got to lose. And there's just going to be a lot of unhappy fan bases. Anyway, that's a different matter altogether. So we do this at 1 o'clock every day but Wednesday when Chip is here, because we get double helpings of Chip Patterson, where we do a fan poll. I don't know, fans is probably very presumptuous. We do a listener poll where you decide what we talk about. We have write-in capability. And frankly, we've already used one of the write-ins because I was unaware that Paul Feinbaum had gone that route. Clemson's going to leave the... Yeah, okay. You know, in a decade. So we've already done the one of the write-ins. And today's poll is, of these four choices, what should we talk about? And we've... The poll is over. The precincts have closed. Giants Patriots game. Somebody actually voted for that. What a degenerate you are. No, we're not talking about the Giants and the Patriots today. Is Bill Belichick under some pressure? And while we're not really going to discuss this, let me just point one thing out. In the last 3 years, they have made the playoffs twice, but the last year under Tom Brady, it was obvious that they stunk by the time, offensively anyway, by the time they got to the playoffs. And that was the last pass that Brady threw was a pick six in a playoff game in a loss to the Titans. They haven't won a playoff game since 2018 when they won the Super Bowl. And again, this is not about Brady can't do it without, or Belichick can't do it without Brady. This is Brady was able, even at the end, to mask a pretty bad offense. And now they can't anymore. And you simply cannot win games on defense alone unless your defense looks like the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. That's it. The only choices you got. If you have one of those defenses, then feel free. Score 17 points a game. You can still win. But if you don't, you can't. And the Patriots made the playoffs last year, but they weren't good. Lost in a wild card game. They went 10-7. They were pretty much just okay. And that's where they are right now. They need to get better. offensively. I think James White retired. Running back James White announced his retirement today, if I kind of just glanced and saw that. So that's the Bill Belichick thing. Is he under pressure? No. But that team needs to get better. Deshaun Watson's suspension, we've already talked about with Daniel Wallach. We have not heard a ruling on that. Same number of people voted for Belichick and Watson. All right. The Carolina Hurricanes. We talked to Dom Waddell yesterday about what do they do now that Max Pacioretty is gone until probably middle of February. He said, well, we hope because hockey players apparently don't need Achilles. Okay. I'm not a doctor. So I'm just going to respectfully disagree, but I'm not a doctor. So maybe Dom Waddell's right. But they went out and they signed Max Pacioretty because they needed a goal scorer. Now they don't have Max Pacioretty. They need a goal scorer. There are too many variables for my money. And again, look, I want the Hurricanes to do well. For those people who don't know, I announced it on the podcast. I'm doing pre and post for the Hurricanes this year. I want them to do well. It's more fun when they do well. And I will admit, I am a fan, but I try to be the objective fan in this regard. I root for people. I have a good relationship with the head coach. I want Rod Brind'Amour to win a damn Stanley Cup as a coach as well as a player. Maybe that's when he'll get into the Hall of Fame, which is long overdue.
Yes.
But you've got Martin Natchez coming off a terrible year. Is he going to get back to the player that they thought they were getting before last year? Is Andrei Svechnikov the first half Andre or the second half Andre and the playoff Andre? Because the second half Andre and playoff Andre weren't great in terms of point production. I thought Svechnikov played well, but he didn't finish the deal. So is Andre Kasha going to play an entire season for once in his life? So this is where we are with the Hurricanes in that they need too many things to essentially hit. I'm not saying it's an inside straight because I don't think it's that dire, but they need too many things to happen for them to not miss Max Pacioretty. I think they need to replace at least a player. You're not going to go out and get somebody who's going to score 30 goals. Well, I mean, you could, but they're not going to do that in terms of finances, right? They're not going to go out. I'll throw out a name randomly. They're not going to go trade for Vladimir Tarasenko and put him on the team who's about a $7 million a year player too. They're not going to do that, right? But you could go out and add somebody who can definitely play in your top nine and fortify the roster that way to alleviate some of the pressure. To do that, you would probably have to somehow offload Jake Gardner's contract. Yesterday, Don Waddell said that Jake Gardner will be part of this team. They've seen him skate. He's working out with actually some teammates who are from Minnesota, including Brady Shea. So he said yesterday that Jake Gardner, because he's a left-shot defenseman, and they don't really have many of those, they have only got two, really, that he would be part of the mix. I would argue buying Jake Gardner out at this point is a better idea, and then adding another forward who can help your team to the mix, because there are still some free agents that won't cost you a ton out there. They also need somebody who can shoot the puck from the right side.
Please.
Natchez, Jarvis. I think Jesper Foss is a right shot too.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have a right shot center. He mentioned Derek Stepan yesterday. I'd be all about bringing Derek Stepan in, except if I was Derek Stepan, I'm like, wait a second, I didn't play in the most important games, and I was a good player, so...
And now you want me?
I don't
want
to do that again. But if he doesn't have any other options, maybe Stepan comes back. But I loved Derek Stepan. I had somebody email me and said, well, Ryan DeZingle's here. I'm like, Adam Gold here from my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. All right, Coach, simple. When do we start tax planning in retirement?
We should start as soon as possible because here's one thing, Adam. Taxes are not going away.
Right.
And so the game here is we know the rules. A lot of people want to ignore the rules or act like they don't are familiar with them, but the IRS knows the rules. And so when we get to retirement, they're going to reach in and start taking some of their money out of your accounts. So the secret here is to put a force field around as much as possible by strategically moving some of our money to Roth IRA or some of the other vehicles that aren't taxed, like special life insurance policies. You can borrow against your money there and never have to pay tax on your money that you build up inside your cash value. So there are a lot of strategies here. The one strategy that does not work is ignoring it. So let's make sure to not ignore it. The next 10 people will do for you your very own tax and retirement plan that will help you minimize taxation all the way through retirement.
800-661-7383. All you got is call, or you can text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuda. Well, I can't argue with that. Ryan Dezingle was signed, but I think Ryan Dezingle was signed to play in the American Hockey League, not the National Hockey League. I think that is a very, very big difference. So I don't know where they're going to what they're going to do, but I believe that they need another offensive piece. We saw in the playoffs that if you can't manufacture offense, it is hard to win even if you are the better team. And I know people don't believe this. I thought they were the better team than the Rangers in the playoffs. They just lost the series. The chances that the Rangers cashed in on weren't necessarily that much better than the chances the Hurricanes had. They just had guys who were more apt to finish them. And that's what the Hurricanes need. They need guys who can finish. Not finish guys, because they got plenty of finish guys. Oh, I didn't even mention the biggest finish guy. The biggest finish ask. Is Jesperi Kotkaniemi really going to replace what they got from Vincent Trocheck? Defensively, offensively, face-off circle. I mean, no. If Jesperi Kotkaniemi produces 50-some-odd points this year, then I will be stunned. I just don't look at him as that type of player. He's 22, so he's still young and still developing, but this is year 5 for him.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a young player who was eligible to come up to the NHL, and he was probably rushed by Montreal, and he didn't do well, but he didn't play a ton of games in year 3. He was a healthy scratch for their final Stanley Cup Finals game. Third pick in the draft was a healthy scratch in that game. So the Hurricanes have a lot of question marks, and it would be nice to maybe get an exclamation point somewhere. And we have now reached halftime.
Entertainment.
All right. It's a big night. Field of Dreams game again in Iowa. And I'm a huge Cubs fan.
Are you a Cubs fan? All right.
Yes. I love
the Chicago
Cubs. It's
been a rough couple of years.
To say the least.
Hey, but you won a World Series in 2016.
You know, that'll last me my lifetime. So at least I can say I've been there, done that. Well, last year was so emotional and so great. This year it's going to be at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. Now, last year the White Sox, can't like them. They beat the Yankees with a walk-off two-run homer. Of course, it was beautiful. I have to give them credit. This year, I'm hoping that the momentum from yesterday's games might carry the Cubs into a win today because they won against the Nationals 4-2, and the Reds lost really badly to the Mets, I'm sure, as you know, 10-2.
Yeah, so I didn't know that it was an afternoon game. Sometimes when we get focused. We don't talk a lot of baseball here. And congratulations to the Braves. Prize prospect Vaughn Grissom hit one over the Green Monster last night in a win over the Red Sox.
Beautiful.
I am all about, get better, and I think the Braves got better. Marcell Ozuna has just been way bad.
Yeah.
Way bad. So anything the Braves can do to get better, you know, good luck. I mean, it's going to be tough to bridge that gap. 7 games back going into today anyway. But
yeah.
good for Atlanta to bring up a stud. He looks, he's hit a home run in his first game.
Very promising.
Yeah, very good.
I think so. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't say I'll actually watch this whole game. I think it's one of those things that it's cool to watch when you're there. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if we get in our feels because I also love that movie. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of Chicago, have you been out that way before?
I have never been. I've changed planes in Chicago. Okay. I have never been on the ground in Chicago.
Okay. Well, I highly recommend just hanging around because Wrigleyville's awesome. Yep. But do go in the summertime. I have not been in the winter. So, but when you do go, you know you got to have pizza. You got to get pizza. And the great debate.
No.
No? Well, most people, you got to get their deep dish pizza when you go to Chicago. Gosh. It's like, you just have to check that box. Now,
I'll get an Italian beef.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with that. Not the pizza, though.
Just pie.
It is a lot of pie.
It's just pie.
It's a lot of pie. Well, the great debate is whether to go to Lou Malnati's or Giordano's.
Right. Uh-huh.
I've been to both multiple times.
Okay.
I probably don't have the popular opinion. I'm a Giordano's girl.
What? Why is that not a popular opinion?
So, Lou Malnati's, he kind of started everything in the 1940s, and it was in a northern suburb of Chicago. Giordano's didn't start until 1974, so I think a lot of people are like, Lou's the OG, and it's just the feels, the nostalgia of it all, but I don't know. I'm also a cheese lover, and here's the difference. Giordano's pizza has an extra layer of dough where they have cheese in there, too. And so, for me, that's it. Like, sign me up. Cheese all day. So,
well, if you like a lot of cheese, then...
Yeah, carbs and cheese.
Yeah, bread and cheese, then the deep dish is for you.
All about it.
I prefer Detroit pizza to Chicago pizza.
You know, I have not had Detroit pizza.
Oh, if I could just... This is a free plug. They do not sponsor this show at all. Jets pizza, the square pizza.
Yes.
It's addictive.
I mean, it looks amazing, but pictures are deceiving. So sometimes I'll have to try that out now. So anyway, if you go to Chicago, definitely eat some pizza. Try Lou Malnati's and Giordano's. See which one you like. Next up, I feel like I already know what the answer to this question is going to be. Are you a pumpkin spice person?
I hate pumpkin. Hate everything about it. Except to carve it and put it on my front porch.
True, put a little light in it.
Gosh, I'm the worst.
You're not down for that.
No, I don't like anything pumpkin.
Okay,
I don't like pumpkin beer. I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin scented candles.
See, and I'm the opposite. Mm. Give me all the pumpkin. Let me have it all. I love it. But is August too soon? Yes, as a pumpkin spice lover, it is too soon. Oreos is bringing back their pumpkin spice Oreos. Never had it. Don't know if I want it, but it's coming back August 15th for a limited time. So stock up so you can eat it while it's actually fall.
You're a terrorist if you eat that.
I know. It's too soon.
Psychopath.
If I'm still eating watermelon, I should not be eating pumpkin spice things.
You know what? That.
Over the crossbar! The Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
That is a very good way to discern right there.
Yes.
If I can still eat watermelon, I should not be eating pumpkin.
Exactly.
I would like to eat watermelon year-round.
Me and you both. Mm. And they're not the only ones. Dunkin' Donuts is bringing back their signature lattes, cold brews, donuts, all the things, August 17th, pumpkin spice related. It's too much. That's too much. I don't know. But to each their own, I guess.
No, we should arrest people for eating. No, seriously, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I have not had a lot of, I've not bought a lot of beer the last 5 months.
Okay.
Really haven't. I've really kind of cut out of it. My wife's not, we used to drink like a beer or two almost every night. We don't anymore. But I bought a new six pack of beer last night, and I nearly didn't because Oktoberfest beer is out.
Oh yes,
it's August.
It's August,
10th.
So I'm not ready.
Can we not Oktoberfest
in August
when it's 98 degrees?
That's what gets me. You can't even walk from the car to the store without sweating halfway. You're ready for a beer, but you don't need all that spice right now. What's going on?
I don't want any of it.
Who's making these decisions?
I don't even want it in October.
I know, it is kind of hot still here in October, so
yes.
It might be a little too soon. Moving on to the next thing, which is also something kind of weird that you can ingest. Coca-Cola has announced its fourth and final Bizarre Creations flavored. Now, this kind of combines eating weird things and our field of dreams because it's called Dream World. Now, apparently, it's supposed to taste like dreams, which is mango and citrus. I don't know if I would put those two together and think, oh, that's going to taste like dreams, but apparently Coca-Cola thinks that you will.
So I saw Coca-Cola had something called Starlight.
Yes.
Right? And that was one of the Coke Zero Starlight. Uh-huh. And I didn't hate it.
Okay.
It was fine.
It's worth getting.
Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't taste that different than Coke Zero. It almost tastes like there's almost a cinnamon finish to it. But if I find Coke Zero Cherry,
ooh yeah,
I might buy all of them.
Right. It's a perfect combo. I don't know. This is a little tangent. But popcorn and Coke Cherry together. Like if you go to the movie theater. I haven't been to the movie since pre-pandemic, so right. It's been a minute.
Nor have I.
That combo, all the way.
I can't do high test. The only high test sodas I can do, root beer.
Yes.
And ginger ale.
Okay.
I don't want any other high test sodas.
Yeah.
So
I'm down with both of those. Those are good calls. Well, like you mentioned, Starlight, there's another one called Bite, and then one that's unnamed. So that's their whole creations collection. They couldn't even name the other one.
Unnamed?
Yes. I looked it up, and it's a collab with an artist named Marshmallow. And for some reason, why wouldn't you call it Marshmallow? I don't know. It's ridiculous, but...
Have you ever been to the World of Coke in Atlanta?
No, I have not.
Worth going. You get to sample different carbonated. They're not all Cokes.
Okay.
From where they sell and like in Italy and Taiwan, wherever Coca-Cola is sold, a lot of times in certain cities, certain countries, there'll be something specifically for them. And there are some vile options.
Wow.
I'm just saying. But you can sample all of them at the World of Coke in Atlanta. And it's fascinating. Like, people drink this?
Wow.
Gosh, why?
It's like wine tasting for Coke.
Way worse.
Way worse.
There's nothing bad about wine tasting.
No. I agree with that. Is it like Hershey PA where they've got the little Hershey Kisses as lights or their little Coca-Colas on the... light poles.
I didn't see that. But
oh, well, they should. Missed opportunity. They totally should.
I have not been to Hershey Park. Is it anything like Wonka World?
It felt like
with
it
the,
as a kid.
The river of chocolate?
They do have a little factory where you can sit in a little cart and go through and watch them make chocolate. But this is also like 9-year-old Victoria brain trying to remember this stuff.
Why do you have to be 9 years old to want to watch people make chocolate?
That was the last time I went, so I'm going off of a
I would do that.
Very long time. I'd do it all day again. So, and the last thing.
Okay.
Finally, just in case you weren't hungry enough, ketchup and mustard flavored Doritos are a thing now.
Wait, ketchup and mustard combined or ketchup-flavored Doritos
I think
and mustard-flavored?
On their own, yes. I think so. There's a ketchup and there's a mustard one. Now, they're doing this as a test run, and you can buy them on snacks.com. We're not sponsored by them. But is this supposed to, like, take away the condiments? Like, are you supposed to use this in place of ketchup and mustard?
Does somebody dunk a Dorito in ketchup or mustard?
I'm sure there's someone out there that does. You know there are people who put chips on their sandwiches, too.
You ever put Fritos corn chips on a sandwich? I did that as a kid.
Lay's is also a good chip to put on
there. Potato chips. Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean,
I've seen
them together.
It's a little weird.
But
it's not offensive weird.
yeah.
I mean, look, Doritos is not my thing anyway. And although I will admit, in college... the Cool Ranch Doritos came in handy.
Oh, yes.
The Cool Ranch Doritos did come in handy. That's a favorite of Christian McCaffrey.
And I'm a favorite of him.
There you go.
Or he's a favorite of mine,
either
I should
way.
Say.
Maybe both.
We've never met. Maybe,
we don't know.
You know maybe
he doesn't know it yet, Victoria.
Yes,
but...
one of these days. Yeah.
But the Cool Ranch, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if you're interested in...
I know. It's these flavors, like, it just... it's crazy some of the flavors that these people come up with. But hey, if you're interested in it, you can find that. And then maybe instead of putting ketchup on your burger, you could put a Dorito. I don't know.
My kid doesn't put any condiments on burgers or hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
And I don't understand how he eats them.
Yeah. No. Especially burgers. I have to have cheese at least. At the very least.
Sometimes no cheese. It depends on what day it is.
Yeah.
Really. He's so random. All right. When we come back, we're going to place our bets. I believe Dennis has probably already phoned his in. And I think I might have won one yesterday, but I'm not sure. I got to go back and look. Next. Victoria in for Dennis. Although Dennis always makes his presence felt, especially this time of the day. It was yesterday. He didn't want you to bet for him.
No.
Right? Even though I have no problem Hayes betting for me when I'm not here.
I know.
And he also wouldn't let you do the NFL City.
I know.
But as a Chicago aficionado.
Right.
You are going to hold him to account when we get to that part. Before we get to placing our bets, just a couple of very quick things that people have responded to. We were talking about coaches before, and we were also talking about conference realignment, reshuffling. And I mentioned that UCLA is going to have to argue its case to the governor and the board of trustees why they should go to the Big Ten. So Steve wanted to know why I thought UCLA was a higher profile school than Cal. And I don't even know why I have to answer that. Like, it's not necessarily a better academic school than Cal, than the University of California at Berkeley. But among all of the schools in the university of the California university system, the one that almost everybody knows first is UCLA. They might not know it as the University of California system, but they all know UCLA. So, that's just self-explanatory. And then Eric points out that the top basketball school should break away to form its own conference. And that would be fabulous if they all hated money.
Yes.
Be fabulous if they all hated money. Because that's what would happen. A purely basketball league would ultimately be exactly what John Swofford, back now in 2002, 2003, when the ACC started first discussing expansion, that's what they were trying to avoid, being a boutique basketball league. It's the whole point. Now, we can argue. I heard Joe Giglio saying that the ACC's problem, and I'm not saying he's wrong, because in retrospect, we can go back and say that they shouldn't have added, let's just say, Boston College. That when the ACC expanded, now Joe Giglio is a friend of ours from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, and he's been a guest on this program often. In retrospect, Boston College adding the Boston market wasn't the best idea, because Boston as a BC sports as a whole are not very popular in Boston. But you clear games in Boston. So you are clearing games in one of the best media markets, one of the best sports towns in the country. And, it's a niche market for a place like that. I get it. But I don't think adding Boston as a market, or thinking that Syracuse brought you New York when it really didn't, I don't think those were the mistakes, because I don't think where they expanded was necessarily a mistake. They did try to avoid Virginia Tech, and avoiding Virginia Tech would have been a mistake, as it turns out. And they said for the same reasons they didn't go to West Virginia. That's like, why do we want West Virginia? I mean, sometimes fan bases matter, and West Virginia's got a great fan base. But the real problem with ACC expansion, I think, is pretty similar, and it's something that I've said before. The ACC, since expansion, first Miami along with and Virginia Tech, and then Louisville and whatever, the ACC's football brands have, other than Clemson now and Florida State a decade ago, the football brands haven't been good. If Florida State had stayed at their level, if Miami had stayed at their level, and Clemson arrives at this level, and you've got three teams that routinely play in the top 10, top 15 at worst, it's a different ballgame. Completely different ballgame. The problem isn't Boston College. The problem is Miami, has been Miami. So, I think that's just logic, because ultimately your television packages are worth more if we know there are going to be more good games. I mean, nobody really cares about what's going on in the state of Mississippi. No offense to the state people in Mississippi. Nobody cares. But if you've got a good football team, then the networks say, hey, we got 11th-ranked Ole Miss against Georgia. We got a ranked matchup to sell. So much better than when the ACC's got four ranked teams and one of them's Wake Forest. No offense to Wake Forest. They ain't moving a needle. We understand that. But that's the way I think we should all look at conference expansion, or what went wrong is that the football brands didn't do very well. All right, we've got time to make bets, so let's do it.
Place your bets. Here we are. I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Death! Okay, you can own me. I owe you one.
Can I just say that I'm bummed that we didn't get a chance to talk to Andres Cantor, because it was my opportunity to talk soccer.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know. We can make soccer bets, although not doing well there either right now. All right. So Dennis won't let you bet.
Yep.
Victoria. So where is Dennis going first?
All right. The first one.
Now I'm rooting against him.
Exactly. Yes. Take that, Dennis. Patriots money line over Giants +135.
+135. Patriots minus +135. All right. I was going to do that, but I'm not doing it now. Gosh, I hate when he does that. All right. Men's tennis. Tommy Paul over Marin Cilic. Tommy Paul's plus money is like +120 or something like that. Give me Tommy Paul. Go America.
There you go.
They're playing in wherever the men are playing. Montreal.
Okay.
Men are in Montreal.
Perfect.
By the way, Gael Monfils was announced to play in the Winston-Salem Open next, I think, is it next week? Next week or the week after? A final U.S. Open tune-up.
Oh, wow.
That's I think he was a finalist or a semifinalist last year. He is just super fun to watch.
Oh, big get.
So he was announced. So, yes, big get.
Oh, well. Moving on to the next one, Titans money line over Ravens +150.
Really? Yeah. You know what I might do here?
Was that also something that you had?
Yes, I was going to do both of those.
You should go first.
So now here's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to parlay the other teams, both of them.
There you go.
So give me the Giants and the Ravens at minus money, both of them parlayed. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now I'm rooting against Dennis.
All right. I'm rooting for you, because this last one, let me tell you, he likes to talk about UFC, but your girl knows some UFC. UFC.
Really?
Oh, yes. You'll see now that we're friends on the Twitters, because
right.
Every Saturday,
really?
I'm blowing it up for all two followers I have. Yes, absolutely.
You've got well over more than two followers.
maybe 10.
Okay.
So he has Marlon Vieira by decision over Dominic Cruz. I can agree that I think Vieira is going to win. He also has +130. I can agree that I think Vieira is going to win, but this is how you know he doesn't know this player. It's Cheeto. He goes by Cheeto.
Oh, really?
Yes. Vieira goes by Cheeto.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Well, I'm on board with that. Sorry, Dennis. Getting punked all over the place today. All right. Because we need some good feeling here. We're doing Sakari in the women's event. I forget who she's playing against. I forgot to write down who she was playing against. She is -150, a favorite. I'm taking a favorite because I need a win. Sad. This is what I resorted to.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.